Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso, one of your hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. Broadcasting live and in the clear from the Florida Air Museum at the Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland, Florida. During the 40th annual Sun and Fun Fly-In and Exposition. Today, our guest is Andrew Gosch. Andrew is a television production teacher. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
And Andrew is accompanied by two students from the Kathleen High School, Austin Gratham and Michael Bayette. Did I say that okay?
Yes, sir.
Because I have problems with those names.
I do too. So we're good. Those are the easy ones.
There you go. Andrew, this is probably a topic that I really, really enjoy because I love media.
Right.
I love the media. And what I'd like you to do is, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came into this venue?
Sure. Well, the really cool thing is that I was in their shoes not too long ago because in Polk County here where we are, they have a great TV production program in all the schools. So this is what I was doing when I was in middle school and high school. And so when I went to college here at Southeastern University, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to teach television production. So my background comes primarily from a desire to be right where I am today, teaching it. So I went to Southeastern University and majored in broadcasting and film. And during that time, I also worked for the school board, helping to teach current students and teachers about production in the division they have here in Polk County. That kind of facilitates all the different learning that teachers do and all the different learning that students do in this area. And then really right after college, I got a call from the principal at Kathleen High School, which is a sister school to CFAA, which is the one hosted here on the Sun and Far on the Lakeland Linder Airport grounds. And they wanted me to teach TV. So I kind of fell right into the job and then gained experience along the way as far as working on side projects and also I'm currently earning my master's in film production. So my experience really comes a lot from what they learn and then also from college and then from just kind of, learning as I go.
Exactly. Now, in my notes, I see something that kind of caught my attention.
Sure.
And it's a new term. For me, I never heard of this,
okay.
Although I've been around media for a while.
Sure.
And he says, Ignition TV.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Yeah, what is that? What?
This was kind of fun. When we started off our television program at Kathleen, we wanted to create a name that people would really recognize and that would excite them, just like it did for you. And so, we knew that we needed something that would be, clear, that would be precise, and that people would go, I want to watch that. So we kind of tossed around a lot of different names. Ignition TV ended up being the name of our television program, which we create every single day. So these two students, along with about 30 others, are part of my advanced crew, and they create a daily news show that airs to our campus and online. Like I said, every single day that features news packages, music videos, commercials, you name it. They're learning how to create all this different content. And we're kind of judged every day. So, we got to be on, we got to be live, we got to be ready to go. So Ignition TV is our TV program, is our TV show.
Okay, let me just, Austin, let me ask you a question. Tell us a little bit about how you got interested in media and what you're kind of learning now.
That's a very good question. When I started in middle school, I was looking from like elective, jumping between what I thought would be fun. I tried art, robotics, none of them really stuck to me. And then my eighth grade year, I finally tried TV. And it was a small room, we only had like one computer, and the teacher was very, very, very new at the job. But he took me under his wing, and I learned Final Cut Pro, and I was the main anchor of middle school. So at high school, I naturally wanted to see more of the TV spectrum. So when I first got in my ninth grade, my teacher, Mr. Gash, It was his first year teaching. We had to come up with the name Aviation TV, and it sort of started to build up. We started from the ground, and then we kept building up every single year. And now it's my senior year. I'm proud to say I've directed a lot of the huge categories in the competition, and it's pretty much been a huge experience for me, at least in TV spectrum.
And naturally, you get to hands-on filming and preparing. And
pretty much, I was the director of our short film, which is called Film Noir. We pretty much had this dark-esque mystery novel, which we had to write a script for. I was one like in charge of casting actors, and it was a great experience for me personally.
Great. Michael.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about how you got interested in the media and how you wound up in Kathleen High School.
Well, I got into TV production in middle school, but I only did really just a little bit of anchoring, some script work. I never got into editing because it intimidated me at first. But once I got into my junior year of high school, I decided to take the class, and Mr. Gash got me into it, and it's been a blast. I mean, some people don't like to edit because it's tedious. I just love to do it. Being on camera is something I love to do. And Austin, who directed the short film, he did great. I actually co-directed our academic promotional video, which is basically a music video, a parody of Royals by Lorde. So that's what I worked on this year.
And what part of editing you like the best?
I just like the creative part of it, you know, finding out which effects work best, which transitions look nice enough, and just overall, just how to make a cool thing that people actually want to watch and it entertains them.
And the reason why I ask you that is because I am doing some videos myself now. I got into this about a year ago. I'm doing some instructional videos for flight training. And I bought a program called Pinnacle. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with it, an editing program. And that was like, I just thought I couldn't. I mean, that's a lot. Editing is probably the hardest thing in the process. Would you say that?
Yeah, it can be tedious at times, and there's sometimes where you just want to pull your hair out, but in the end, if you get it done, you've got it.
You were going to say something.
Like a little pointy thing. When you start out with editing, it's really scary at first, but as you learn and pick up new tricks, you become better and better at it, which is very hard. Like, it has a hard learning curve, but once you get into it, it's very enjoyable.
I'll tell you, the thing that really got me is because, I mean, I'm not a young kid anymore, but
sure you are.
At heart.
Yeah, right.
But what really motivates me is the fact that the creativity is endless. I mean, you can do a whole bunch. I haven't even scratched the surface, but I can see where you can go with this. I mean, you know, this is, and I'm pretty sure that editing is up your alley as well.
That's one of my favorite parts of production is post-production, putting it all together.
I may be calling you.
You should.
I may be giving you
some
calls.
We can help you out.
Now, let's go to our next topic here. So how are you involved in the events of Sun and Fun?
Well, we are fortunate enough to have a connection with OB Young here, who's one of the people in charge of what we're doing right now.
Sure.
And he, as soon as he found out that we have a program at Kathleen where we are filming, he recognized that the best thing to do is to bring students and have them cover live events and cover events that are in the real world, like Sun and Fun is, like this. And so he invited us out and last year, and this is our second year attending, so I've actually got, besides these two, eight other students who are on the grounds right now filming segments and covering the event that's happening here. So, you know, we have a great time at Sun and Fun because it's a chance for them to learn how to do media in the real world and to take all the things they learn in the classroom and apply them, you know, to real live events.
Sure. And just to make sure that you're not strictly aviation, you're just
media. No, we're learning as we go. You know, we interview people because we really want to know about it too. No, we cover events around the county, so not just aviation, but anything.
Okay, and all the production then is done at the high school, mm-hmm. I imagine.
We bring the footage back, and we've got a beautiful editing suite, the largest, I believe still the largest studio in Polk County Schools. And Polk County Schools has, I believe, the largest television production studios in...
Yes, I've heard that they're
And so we've got 20 different iMac computers, and they bring it back and edit it all together. And then we air it, like I said, live to our campus, and then we send it over the internet, and CFAA campus gets it. So it's we put it on Vimeo.com, Vimeo.com/IgnitionTV, And so that, you know, we...
I'm going to check it out.
You should. Yeah. You should. And one of the things they mentioned, they talked about an academic promotional video and short film. We compete every year. Our kind of, you know, the common essence of our year is the video awards that we attend. And there's 10 different categories, including short film and promotional video. So on top of just news production, they create other elements, because creating a short film is very different from creating a news show. And the technique is, you know, may seem the same, but there's a lot of new things you've got to learn.
Yeah.
So they get an experience in not only, you know, creating news, but also creating music videos, short films, and the techniques involved behind that, too. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, it's is there anything else you would like to say, for instance, how the events like this will help you, student gain media experience?
Well, I think that's a better question for them. I mean, how do y'all think this helps you if you're going to move into media?
The thing I've learned about TV over the years is the ability to practice. When you go out and you do a segment, you only get better. As I've gone over the years, I went from only doing like one segment a year. I was very shy from the camera. And as I've started to do more and more segments, at my senior year, I was actually one of the anchoring team, which for our competition, because I was pretty much, it breaks you out of your shell the more you get out and you explore.
Yeah, covering an event like this really helps, because I've been doing a report here on the history of Sun and Fun, and all day Austin here has been helping me get to my lines down, memorizing the scripts, and he's just been a great help. So when you go to an event like this, it really builds on your skills, whether it's having enthusiasm to go out and do it, or just skills with people to be able to get an interview, be lively, and not just be monotone, because you're not really going to want to watch a monotone interview. You're really going to want more enthusiasm and energy from it.
It's, I mean, it's like anything else. It's a learning curve.
Right.
And the more you do it, the better you get at it. And but I'm going to check out that Ignition TV.
Yeah, Vimeo.com/ Ignition TV.
For those of you watching, Vimeo.com.
Vimeo. V-I-M-E-O. Yeah.
V-I-M-E-O.com. Ignition TV. That's a catchy name. I like that.
You like that?
Graham, I mean, it's a shame that we have come to the end of the program, and we're going to have to say goodbye, but we're really glad that you guys are here, and
sure.
Really glad that you're helping these young kids, you know, in the media effort, and we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Austin.
Thank you.
And Michael.
David, nice to meet you.
Sam here. Thank you for joining us. My name is Diego Alfonso with the Florida Aviation Network. We'll see you soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.